good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of January, the 7th of 2015. Joining us this afternoon, a guy who can count to seven, Ryan Sundberg.
Yeah, don't even have to take my shoes off.
Yeah, well, on a good day.
Happy New Year. How are
and
you?
And you too, sir. So you've been sworn in and sworn at already, so we have no novelty in that.
Nope. And after 4 years, you know, you just kind of become used to it, so.
Which?
Sworn at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I could take it pretty good now. Yeah. I could take a punch now.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about what the upcoming year may mean. Who knows for sure? But there's certainly enough things in the offing, so we'll talk about that when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Sigmund Freud. Breathe easy. It's okay. Quote, the first man to use abusive language instead of his fists was the founder of civilization. See, it's okay. You can breathe easy now.
Okay.
Keeping with that fist and fighting and beating it, beat up theme. Yeah.
You're on a theme here.
Yeah. Yeah. So what does 2015 look like right now? Does it hold hope? Is it problematic? What are you thinking?
It's interesting right now because I think it holds both. You know, there's a lot of promise and a lot of troubling things that are out there. You know, with the crime lately, it just seems to be exponentially either more in your face or more prevalent. You know, I'm on a couple of different neighborhood watch pages on Facebook. And I wasn't on before, so I'm trying to figure out half of it is, you know, am I just hearing more about it, or is there a lot more? And my hunch is that it's both. It, you know, it has to be with, you know, when the sheriff comes in and says, after Prop 46 passed, we lost one quarter of the jail population. You know, AB 109, we're not sending people who break their probation back to prison, they're staying in the community. And the state has said, you know, well, we couldn't handle these people with X amount of money, so we'll ship them back to the county and spend half as much or around there and see how they do, you know. And so
Mike had talked about that last Thursday and had indicated that it's not a matter of arresting. They're not able to incarcerate.
Yeah.
Because of these law changes. So, they're still around, but there's less that they can do to curtail some of their behaviors.
Mm-hmm. And that's where some of the promises is, you know, I've heard that Maggie Fleming coming in, she's got some ideas. And
she swore at you too?
No.
Did you swear at her?
No.
You guys were just sworn at his group on Monday then?
Yep. Oh, yep. Okay. We just all swore at the same time. So I've heard that she's got some plans on how to deal with that and make some changes. And I've heard that there's a few of prosecutors who've been around for a long time that are coming back. So, you know, there's some promise there. And with the passage of Measure Z, it makes all of that a reality. Before, they would have just been turned down and, you know, said, sorry, there's no budget for that. And now with Measure Z, there's the promise of, hey, we can we can get some high quality prosecutors. Not that we don't have some already, but you know, we can get some of the ones with a lot more experience. We can change the way we're doing things. We can have
it's a new department.
Yeah, hopefully that, you know, she's going to make some changes in there that the public will notice a difference. And you know, the way that AB 109 works with the probation department watching everyone, you know, I remember during the last budget cycle, I believe it was 7 people that we had to lay off because of budget cuts in the last budget cycle, and those were people who directly monitor the people who are out on AB 109, that their caseload goes up. That's the less time they have to go visit each person. And, you know, so instead of their caseload being 30 people, it goes up to, you know, 60, 70 people. And I mean, there's only a certain amount of hours in the day. And so there's a lot of hope, I guess, with Measure Z. I know there's a lot of people who didn't like it, still doesn't like it. I don't like having to pay more taxes, but I also think that it was needed. And if there was any other option besides that, I the makeup of our board, I think we would have went for it. But you know, this came from the public. You know, the McKinleyville Community Advisory Committee sent us a letter saying this is something that needs to be handled. You guys need to figure out a way to pay for it, you know. And so we went out to vote. You know, I heard someone the other day it was on your radio program saying the Board of Supervisors did a tax. It's like, well, the Board of Supervisors did not do a tax. The Board of Supervisors took input from the public and let the voters vote on it. So I mean, we tried to make a point of that the whole time. This isn't coming from the Board of Supervisors. It's not coming from the Sheriff's Department. This is coming from the people, and we're letting you have a choice. You know, do you like the way things are right now, or would you like more boots on the ground, more prosecutors, more probation officers? And that's what they chose.
It's 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the state gives you a mid-year update, right? Mid-year budget update or budget adjustment or whatever it is.
You mean the one from the governor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Governor's mid-year, it used to be lead story all the time, and I don't know if that happens anymore or not. Has the county ever considered doing something like that and making, you know, doing a press conference on it and talk about, here's where we're going, here's where we're doing well, here's where we're not doing so well, here are the adjustments, and thank you very much, and you move on then into the budget hearing process for the next fiscal year.
Yeah, what we've done so far is, and actually it's changed since I've been there, we've gotten a little more sophisticated, and the CAO's office is doing a 5-year projection now. It was just year to year. So now we're looking out 5 years. The other thing that we're doing now, we actually got an award nationally, is the way we do our budget process when we go out into the communities, all the way out to Southern Humboldt, to Hoopaw.
And
do it all at once so everybody can see everybody and watch it on TV and on the web. That's a pretty innovative. No one else has done that, but there's going to be some other counties that are going to be doing that now since they've seen what we've done. And then we have our regular budget hearings at the board. But that, you know, that is a good idea. We could summarize all that and then put something out that says, hey, here's the input we got. Here's the budget forecast. Here's the 5-year projection. And that could be a good idea. And you know, I think it... Because I think that a lot of the public don't, they just get the bits and pieces. And for me, I don't think about stuff like that because I'm so involved. That
right, you're granular.
Yeah.
And most of us are looking in general terms. Is the county better off than it was?
Because I'm at every single meeting, so I'm following it from A to Z. You're catching A and
Q.
And that's it. And then you're trying to put it all together and say, well, how come they're not doing that? You know, so maybe that could be a really good idea, that talk to our CAO's office and see if there's something we can put together,
because
they have all they have all the information and we get all the information.
They're just hanging some adverbs on it, and
It's going to be this would be a good time too, because it, you know, especially, you know, either semi-annually or quarterly, I really want Measure Z to be transparent and let people know, here's how much came in, you know, here's the checks that we got, and here's where it went, and have people regularly updated on where that went, so that, you know, at the end of 5 years, people know the whole time where the money went, and it didn't go, you know, into salary increases, it didn't go into, you know,
all the things we're concerned that it might.
The general fund black hole is what people like to call it sometimes.
The library, Well, if you're doing that, if you can get Phil to go, put another thing on there.
What's that?
Number of employed in Humboldt County. Not unemployment. It doesn't matter.
The number
How many are employed?
Okay.
Because I keep kind of going, was it a circular firing squad? Here's the unemployment figure. It doesn't matter. If you've got 1,000 people and your unemployment's 5%, you got 50 unemployed. But if you're down to 500 people and you got 5%.
Oh, so not just the percentage.
So
you're talking about all of Humboldt County, not just the county.
Right.
Okay.
How many people are employed in Humboldt County? And then track that. Yeah, the unemployed. If our population drops in half, we got half as many workers. If all the numbers are the same, well, no wonder we're choking and dying and not doing anything.
I've always had a hard time with the unemployment rate, even nationally or, you know, locally, because it's almost like accounting, because you can make it
look. It gets redefined
all
the time, yeah.
You know, because when someone drops out of the workforce, you know, they may be 35 years old, you know, in perfectly good health, but they check the box that they're not looking for work anymore. Well, all of a sudden, your unemployment rate went down because they're no longer in the workforce. You know, so there. You
and
have
people
your,
come and go, and all, I mean, there's all that.
So you
stuff.
Have your number of people who are really unemployed, and then you have your unemployment rate. So, you know, nationally, even,
actively searching for and all that.
Yeah,
I would think that just a real simple: here's a number of full time. Here's a number of part-time, and part-time would be anything under full-time. There you go. Mm-hmm. And then just track that number and see how have we done historically, how are we doing month by month, quarter by quarter. I think that would be a lot more revealing than monkeying around with whatever the numbers are.
Putting out the raw data, I think, would be helpful to some people, because I know for me, I know what the unemployment rate means. And so when I see, like, on a news channel for national, the unemployment rate went down, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, that is a politician's dream, to be able to make the numbers look however you want, you know. So,
and if people have checked out, like you indicated, I mean, that's all that, funny number.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's, you know, they're still, it looks better than it is. So, yeah, putting out the real raw data would, I'm definitely in favor of that.
All right. I got my one idea, and I'm done for the show. KINS News and Information Time.
Let's
go 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:40. No, it's not. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies.
Jeez. Can you get this knife out of my back?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to separate from the arrows, too.
You got to get in line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll look for my fingerprints there. Oh. So what sense do you have economically for our area for this year? I know a lot of folks were torqued about the Richardson's Grove bypass, or not bypass, pardon me, the straightening out, pretty much being put on the shelf and starting all over again, and that the economic impact to our area will continue to be that 8 or 10% premium just because we happen to live here. What do you see out there on the horizon for the economic development side or jobs?
So it looks like the 299 project's going to, the STAA 299 project's going to finish ahead of the Richardson's Grove project. So, I mean, that is good news, though, because...
Oh, yeah, coming out of Reading.
You've driven through there lately. I mean, they've...
Lots of dirt has been moved.
Holy moly. Yeah. That is an amazing amount of, you know, shaving off and filling in. And I was pretty surprised last time I drove over there of how much work.
Almost makes $299 fun, doesn't it?
Eh, I wouldn't go fun. But interesting, maybe. But from what I can tell, though, that, you know, I think things are picking up. You know, I've heard of people hiring and, you know, there's still the problem with finding skilled employees. You know, that's always a big deal.
Yeah, the drug-free, somebody knows what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. You want someone that can pass a drug test that has a certain skill. There's a lot of those kinds of jobs out there. But just the retailers, from what I can tell, and people that I've talked to, it feels like it's picking up. And, you know, we've got a few new businesses coming in McKinleyville with a new CVS store. Ace Hardware is moving, and they just broke ground down the street from where they're at now. And Rick Littlefield from Eureka Natural Foods has picked up the building, and so there's going to be something happening there. And so, you know, there's things moving and
signs of life.
Yeah, yeah, and it feels different than it did before. I don't know how to quantify that, but it feels like it's picking up, and there's jobs out there. You look in the paper, and there's, you know, there's jobs around. And
now, when you were campaigning, oh, so many months ago, there was talk about doing an incubator.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be one of the things that you were kind of hot and bothered about. Is this going to be the year that kind of starts? Or are you going to be pushing for that one?
Yeah, I've had a few meetings on that subject and finding out, you know, what are the possibilities around the airport and doing a business around there. And, you know, some of the initial things that got me excited was that there was a trade free zone there. But after digging into a trade free zone, what it means and what the savings are and all that, I don't think it's as beneficial as it first sounds. You know, it's because you have to ship stuff out of the country and into the country, and there's just not a lot of that around here. You know, the harbor has a lot of potential. You know, and I know I've been working with a company who's talking about doing, you know, pellets or doing logs made out of bio waste, and they're really close to putting that deal together, which would, they're looking at, you know, $20 an hour jobs and hopefully replace some of the mill jobs.
Just jobs, that's good.
Yeah, the Corbell mill closing down is going to be a hit, but I've heard that Humboldt Redwood is going to pick up a lot of that. I know just one of my...
Are they going to pick up the mill itself?
No.
Or just...
They're going to pick up shifts at their mill down in Scotia.
Different commute.
Yeah, and actually I talked to a friend of mine who's worked at Corbell forever and, you know, asked him if he was looking, and he's already got a job down in Scotia. So I know that there's people being hired out of there. I don't know. I'm positive the net effect of it is going to be a job loss of some kind, but it's not going to be the full amount. So that's better news than what you first heard or what I first heard.
Yeah. But scrambling to break even is kind of what we've been doing for a decade. maybe even a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
So is there going to be more pressure on the Economic Development Department or your equivalent thereof? I know that's the old state reference to get growth in jobs here locally and to track it. Not that category. Not losing a job or jobs saved, because I think that's pretty. Well, that's one of your unemployment figure numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But demonstrable, trackable, we attracted this business into the area.
Yeah, and I think that that's going to have to be something they're going to have to focus on. And, you know, it's kind of all like all these pieces fit together. You know, you need reliable air service in and out of Humboldt County. You know, we just got the $1 million revenue guarantee, just got pushed over the top. So, I know I just spoke to Virginia Supervisor Bass this week, and they have a trip that's coming up to go, and now they can market, hey, we've got the $1 million. Before, it was kind of come back and talk to us when it's there, because until it's there, you know, we can all smile, but it's, you know, nothing's real until you have the money in the bank.
So who's on the committee that's going out this time?
I don't know. You have to ask her.
I know she's going. If there's a record of success, or is this records of people attending meetings?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask her who was going with her. I just she.
Next time you see her, let her know that I asked that question.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she'll be here.
She'll run into it the next. Yeah. Album. Yeah.
And then one of the other things that I spoke to someone the other day about the airport project. You know, doing the incubator and. And if the incubator part doesn't work, I told someone the other day, I was like, you know, I think our board would be interested in, you know, telling, you know, having a business say, hey, this is what we're looking for. This is what the kind of equipment we need. And then let's pencil it out. Here's what the building, here's what the equipment is, you know, and then work out some kind of deal with them on, you know, we can get, you know, just make the payment on the building and the equipment and, you know, the expenses that the county has for a certain time period.
So it'll be kind of like a weird balloon payment.
Yeah.
We'll just cover the interest part and then
make it attractive for a company, and you're starting brand new. So they're going to have a brand new building, brand new equipment. You know, tell us what you need to move here and we'll build it. You know, we just did the same thing with the hangars at the airport, you know, and we knew that we needed, I think it was 11 hangars rented out to break even. I think we have 18 or 19 of them rented out. So we have the ability, you know, to go and borrow money. The county's done a really good job, you know, way before I got here, of not leveraging itself very much. So we've got the jail, we've got the hangars, we've got the, we're going to put a new, juvenile hall is getting built, you know, and so we're doing projects that, you know, we can make the payment, and we're not leveraged very, very steeply in Humboldt County. So, I think if we could find find a company who pays well, I think we would be interested in saying, okay, how do we make this work? How do we pencil this out so it works for you? And how long of a period of time would that take?
So do you have somebody out there doing the asking?
Yeah, I've been talking to people and letting them know that I think this is an option.
And not you. I mean, somebody out of the marketplace. You know, is there somebody regularly representing Humboldt County interests going out of the area looking for the types of businesses that hit that profile?
No, I don't believe. You know, this is a new concept.
You haven't rolled this out yet?
This is my idea, and hasn't been. You know, our board hasn't taken it. So as a discussion. You're saying
this is the first exposure it's had.
Yeah, and it's just, right. These are ideas, and you hear people say we want Humboldt to be business friendly. Well, what does that mean? You know, how do you become business friendly? And I think, you know, you look around at what
pro
other
business
counties,
would be a good first step for the community.
Well, you look around what other communities do, you know, and they do tax breaks. They do, you know, things where they'll, you know, just make our payment for 5-10 years and move here and get the jobs here and make them, you know, help them be successful. And I, you know, those are kind of my definition is, you know, when someone like Ace Hardware in McKinleyville wants to build a building and they've got a short window of time, you know, I go to all their meetings with them. And, you know, I've done that been in office and said, you know, hey, and keep pushing. And I know it's tough on staff, but it, you know, it's one of the functions, I think, that makes our board business friendly.
KINS, News and Information Time, 3:44. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:49. We're back to talk shop. Final moments with Mr. Sundberg. How cool is it to go through the swearing-in ceremony?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's you know, one of those experiences that you get to go through that you think to yourself, you know, not a lot of people get to do this. And it brought me back to the first time when I got sworn in and I brought a couple of boxes of stuff up to the office and sat in my chair and went, now what? You know, how do you start this? It, you know, am I supposed to call somebody or am I just going to sit here and wait for someone to call me? And, you know, about a week, you know, you do that for about a week and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I'm busy.
The storm has begun.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's one of those, I told someone the other day though, this is a cool job because it's, you do something different every day. You get to, you know, what's your problem? Okay. How do you fix it? You know, and you just do that over and over. And I really enjoy it. I this is one of the best jobs that I've had.
Well, nice to have you back in the saddle.
Thanks, sir. Have a great 2015.
Yeah, let's make it through. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug some money up. See you tomorrow.